This is a CBC podcast.
Support for delivery of this podcast comes from the Buick Enclave, the finest luxury crossover ever. Visit buick.gm.ca to see that where there's passion, there's beauty. This is part two of my three-part series on home ownership in the Greater Toronto Area. It originally aired on Metro Morning in the first week of September. The conventional wisdom is that if you can't afford to buy a house in Toronto, you move further out of town to get more house for a lot less money. But if you don't calculate the price of the commute, you've only done half the math. This is the portrait of one home buyer who did all the math, comparing the cost of commuting with a second mortgage downtown, and came to some surprising conclusions. Brian had lots of time to do the math while idling in traffic on his way from Barrie into Toronto.
Well, I've always been a city dweller. And, of course, moving to Barrie, Ontario, I mean, it's a beautiful town, a thriving, vibrant town. But what I didn't anticipate was the problems that were associated with travelling into Toronto, where most of my business is done.
Real estate in Barrie is booming, thanks to people like Brian. Lots of Torontonians make the move to the suburbs in search of a bigger house and less stress. As a result, Barrie's become one of the fastest-growing suburbs in all the GTA. But one snowstorm or traffic accident can turn a 45-minute drive from downtown Toronto into a three-hour wait. For Brian, the epiphany came when he missed a Remembrance Day parade. As a military man, Brian had a hard time forgiving himself.
Being, you know, in the military, the actual the Remembrance Day parade is probably the most important day to honour the people who allowed us actually to have houses and condominiums and that type of thing. And, of course, then to pull onto the highway and be stuck in this thing for that length of time, then from that led to a couple of other times when accidents happened, and there's only so many apologies and so many excuses you can give to people before it becomes tiresome. You have to excuse me if I'm not concentrating properly today, because I do business actually in the UK as well, and it means you got to be up at 3 o'clock in the morning to catch these guys. Since 2, actually, because you got to be up at 2 so that you sound normal at 3.
Brian's life is all about traffic and meetings. He still maintains his military ties. He's an honorary colonel with the Hamilton Service Battalion. For many years, he was also a police officer, handing out speeding tickets on the 401. But today, his work involves running a business called Points. He helps the kinds of speeders he once fined fight their traffic infractions in court. With 27 offices across Canada, the meetings connected with his business had become a scheduling nightmare.
With the snow, that you couldn't get to meetings, or you couldn't guarantee you would be at meetings, which were important meetings, because you didn't know if you had to shovel or how soon you would have to leave. The alternative to that, which is what I was using before, would be to stay in a hotel, which involved packing, checking in, and lining up behind some person when you're tired and you want to go to bed, and some person's arguing about 25 cents extra on their phone bill. Parking, cabs, meals, all of those things. And actually, when it comes down to it, I mean, even though this condo is only maybe 600 square feet, thereabouts, it pays for itself.
Now, which is your condo?
Just over here. I'm just taking you to the traffic light so we don't get done for jaywalking.
And this is the Airman's Memorial you were talking about.
This is the one right here.
Brian bought a condo a stone's throw from university and college, near Hospital Row, about the size of the hotel rooms he used to stay in. In fact, it's working so well, he's thinking of buying a second one as an investment property. But investments and costs are only part of the story. The best part of having a condo right on University Avenue? Rediscovering the joys of city living.
Finally, to have the opportunity to actually stroll up the center median in University Avenue and see the monuments there, because you drive by them, but to actually read what's written on them. And also, just to sit and buy a hot dog in the corner of University in Dundas,
really?
And go over and sit on a bench and watch this hurly-burly thing that's going on here on University with the traffic, and think, well, I don't have to be in that.
Here at the Royal Canadian Military Institute on University, a couple of blocks from his condo, Brian feels like he's found the perfect balance. Weekdays in the heart of the city, weekends in Barrie, where he and his wife are often visited by a small herd of deer and flocks of songbirds.
And when you can look out the window and 20 yards away is 18 deer that who are there in the wintertime, and I see her out shoveling snow to get to the bird feeders, because, I mean, you're doing business and you're concentrated and you're focused on business. It sort of allows you to reassess, to realise that in the overall scheme of things, you're not very much, you know, as much as you think that your day-to-day business is the most important thing.
Oddly enough, it's a perspective he also finds right here downtown, sitting on a park bench on the median of University Avenue. For CBC, I'm Mary Weens in Toronto. That's the Special Delivery Podcast for this week. I'll have the next installment of the series for you next week. If you have any questions or comments, please email podcasting@cbc.ca. From Toronto, I'm Mary Weens.
For more on all of our CBC podcasts, head to cbc.ca/podcasting.